Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. I'm a huge fan of workplace routines. I use them on a daily and weekly basis, and I truly believe they play a major role in my productivity. The life of a business owner is a busy one, and organizing your day as best as possible can help you make sure you don't get off track. Workplace routines are like rituals, specific, pre-established ways of doing things that need to happen on a regular basis. Most people utilize a variety of routines in both their personal and professional lives. Having a routine means you don't have to think too hard about how or when to do something. You know exactly what to do and when to do it because you've already figured that out. This reduces both the time and stress of decision-making throughout your day. If you're like me, each day is full of decisions, which can be both a privilege and a source of stress. Have you ever heard of decision fatigue? Decision fatigue is the exhaustion you experience from having too many decisions to make in a day. And that can build in subtle ways and create stress that can sneak up on you. By minimizing the number of non-essential decisions you have to make each day, you can cut down on the level of decision fatigue you face and lower your overall stress levels at the same time. So when you establish a new workplace routine, I recommend you write them down using a checklist-style format. That makes it more conscious and allows me to see exactly what I'm committing to. The act of writing down or typing the routine adds an important element of intention. Plus, I can use this checklist each time I'm in the routine to remind myself of the various steps, and lease it till it becomes a habit, and then I no longer need that checklist. It's easy to put off accounting tasks when you're a small business owner. So many items are on your to-do list that seem much more pressing than finances. But attending to these financial tasks helps you find and fix issues. So here is my accounting routine that I run for my own business and what I usually recommend anyone else use that want to handle their own finances. So grab that pen and paper and let's make your checklist. First, checking your bank account, credit card transactions. I do this daily. I recommend at least weekly. For me, I log into QuickBooks Online, I update the banking module, and then I categorize all the transactions that have fed through from my bank account. But if you don't use QuickBooks Online, then just log into your bank or your credit card account and review. Because I use QuickBooks Online, this only takes me 2 to 3 minutes a day, not long at all. That way, I'm able to catch any unknown transactions immediately, and I can call my credit card or bank and have them investigate it ASAP. It also helps keep me on top of my balances, whether in my checking or savings, or my credit card balance. It also keeps me aware of upcoming payments, such as payroll tax withdrawals, insurance payments, or payroll, or even my credit card payments. I always want to make sure I have enough cash in my checking account to cover those payments and not incur any overdraft charges. The flip side of that is it keeps me aware of any missing deposits. Has someone not paid, or was a deposit different than I thought it was? For example, just last month, a client had a $99 deposit come through their bank account as $9.99. I also saw where the same check got processed twice. So banks and credit card companies do make mistakes. Don't just assume because they're electronic that everything is working 100%. Check your transactions at least weekly. Number two on the checklist. Weekly, I try to do my billing. This way, it's more consistent cash flow. It also helps me not have to spend an entire day at the end of each month just on billing. That can be draining both mentally and can also throw off my schedule of what else I need to be doing if I have to spend an entire day doing billing. So doing billing weekly, which typically might just take an hour at a time, is a huge bonus. And then number three on the checklist, monthly. Monthly, reconcile all your bank accounts, your credit card accounts, and your loan accounts. Don't just assume that everything's correct. Especially if you're using an accounting software, make sure nothing was duplicated in the software or even left out. Also monthly, I like to review financial statements. At the bare minimum, the profit and loss and the balance sheet. And then the last thing I like to do with those financial statements is compare them to the previous month. So right now, we're nearing the end of the year. I like to compare January, February, March, April, May. I compare month over month to look for trends, to look for anything that may be missing, to know when my high and low times of year are. And then I also like to compare year over year. How is 2021 comparing to 2020 or 2019? When you follow a routine that really works for you, you feel confident that the outcome will be the same each time. If you have a routine that you prefer or any questions, please send them to me through the Numbers and Tech website or through the Numbers and Tech Instagram account. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers and Tech podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers and Tech, or email info@numbersandtech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.